we heard it on the radio, and then we could see it from our house coming right at us. And all of a sudden, it switched, and the wind switched and went to the east. And the place a mile from us was totally demolished. We didn't have any debris or anything in our yard, and so we were all so thankful for that. We milked about 80 cows at the time, and of course the lights went out. But they were real good. They got it on by midnight, and we could finish milking in our cows and stuff. So, and then we went in to, my husband went in with a tractor and helped move all the debris and stuff, and I took food in. And also we had had 3 busloads of children at our house that day to watch us milk. They came out from school, and so that was very interesting. I was so happy that they all got back, you know, all right and everything. And the place where this, 1 mile from us that I was telling you down in the corner, it was Niles Corner, there was a man driving along, and he saw it coming. He ran to the basement, and the car followed him right in. He was so lucky to be alive. Lots of people, the lady that did all my ironing, Dorothy Dowd, she had a stick blowed right through her leg. She never did get well. She passed away shortly after that.